The plastics industry has a new billion-dollar campaign to get plastic trash out of the ocean and to reduce the 8 million tons that are dumped into the sea each year. In Congress, two U.S. senators are working on a bill to enhance that campaign. But is the industry really suited to clean up the mess its products create? Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin reports.
Research shows that five developing countries in Asia are responsible for most of the plastic flow into the ocean. The new industry effort, called the Alliance to End Plastic Waste, aims to stop that flow by improving the way those countries dispose of plastic.
Thank you, and welcome everyone, and good afternoon. I'm Jim Fitterling, the CEO of Dow, and I want to welcome you.
Dow Chemical CEO Jim Fitterling was at the U.S. Senate for the American launch of the campaign. Fitterling says coastal cleanup and better plastic recycling are priorities too.
And so it's a waste issue, and I think that's the way we position it. We want to end the waste environment. It's not a plastics issue per se.
What the campaign does not do? Fitterling says cutting the global manufacture of single-use plastics is not an objective. As he sees it, the world needs more plastic.
You've got a huge growing population need. You've got a growing middle class need. We've got big global supply chains, and that requires more packaging and more products. So I think we're going to have to continue to grow the business, but at the same time address the circularity.
That might be how you'd expect a plastic producer to approach the problem. It's not the product, it's the misuse. Senators Dan Sullivan and Sheldon Whitehouse endorse the approach, too. Whitehouse, a Democrat from Rhode Island, is one of the Senate's big environmental champions. He says it makes sense to focus on better waste management in the countries that produce most of the ocean waste.
When that's been identified as the primary source of the problem, might as well address that.
Whitehouse and Sullivan are a team when it comes to reducing ocean waste. The Save Our Seas Act they sponsored last year beefs up the federal response to marine debris and calls on the administration to press the issue overseas. Now the senators are working on Save Our Seas 2. They say the bill will dovetail the industry's campaign with emphasis on industry and government working together. Cities in Alaska have tried to cut down on plastic waste by banning single-use shopping bags. Other cities are targeting plastic straws. Sullivan says product bans like that should remain local questions, and he says they can help.
We're not the major source of the problem. It's five countries in Asia, but we're not perfect.
Senator Whitehouse sees another benefit to American efforts to cut back on plastic use.
To me, I encourage all of those kind of activities, everything that people can focus on, whether it's straws or plastic bags, because among the things that does, in addition to the straws and the plastic bags, is it brings consumer attention to the issue.
And consumer attention, Whitehouse says, captures executive attention at companies like Dow. And that sparked a billion-dollar campaign to reduce plastic trash in the ocean. Other lawmakers are reserving judgment on whether an effort led by the likes of Dow Chemical is sincere.
Look, I welcome industry leadership and good corporate stewardship. I hope that's a real thing.
Congressman Jared Huffman is a California Democrat, and he chairs an oceans subcommittee in the House.
I just know that plastics are ubiquitous in part because lots of industries have made them ubiquitous. And we got a lot of work to do to change that. We have to change reimagine the materials we use in so many different ways. And for the plastics industry, that may not be great for business.
The Dow CEO says materials innovation, like making plastics stronger and thus thinner, is part of the new campaign. Senators Sullivan and Whitehouse say their bill is almost ready to introduce. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.